I don't know if the Chad president will like to do a stakeout. Anyway, you heard me, so if you have questions, I will answer them.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd like to, Mr. Simonovic spoke about this Seoul-based mechanism that's going to be set up in March. What do you think, what will the role of South Korea and the government be in this? And do you have any comment on DPRK being essentially cut off the internet beginning over the weekend, some say by the U.S. as a response to the Sony hack?
The role of the field structure in Korea to be established next year is going to be in the context of implementing the resolution of the Human Rights Council. So they will, the office will play a role in assisting the implementation of the Human Rights Council and also the General Assembly resolutions.
What about the cutting off of the internet? Some people have said if this is the response to the hack, that it may, despite the low percentage of people having access, be kind of counterproductive. Do you have any comment on that?
I don't think they can cut off every internet in the world.
In past events, including the G8 debate on this, the North Korean ambassador came and engaged. Today he didn't. Do you see any change in North Korea's response to these actions by at the UN bodies?
During the past few months, I think North Koreans came up with suggestions that they are willing to engage in human rights dialogues with other countries, with the European Union, with Japan, with the OHCHR, with Special Rapporteur on North Korean human rights. So we hope that these suggestions, this willingness, will be realized in the coming months.
Why do you think that is?
That I don't know. You have to ask the DPRK mission. Yes.
Has your government detected very recently any evidence that North Korea is preparing to conduct missile or nuclear tests as they threaten to do?
No, we haven't.
Ambassador, you're leaving the council next year, and you've seen the dynamics in the council regarding the issue in North Korea. What are your future plans regarding the human rights situation? Do you think it helps the inter-Korean relations in the future to continue raising, you know, the alleged abuses as outlined in the UN reports, et cetera?
Well, in the United Nations, Security Council is just one forum where we can discuss human rights issues and other venues like the General Assembly and Human Rights Council are more frequently used. So we will continue to discuss this issue and other issues, human rights issues, in those forums. And of course, we will, as we resume our talks with North Korea, we always raise these issues. And we always try to have more humanitarian cooperation with the DPRK, for example, by having more reunions of separated families. So we hope to do that in the future.
Ambassador, there were many member states today stressing to urge to the referral to the ICC. Do you think that this referral could help to ease the tension between North Korea, or on the contrary, might trigger more harsh reaction from them?
Well, ICC referral was originally a part of recommendations by the COI, Commission of Inquiry. So we think that should be considered as an option by the United Nations, including the Security Council. But that's not the only way of pursuing promotion of human rights in North Korea. We can explore many other ways, including human rights dialogue, human rights cooperation with North Korea. 한국 언론에서 한국말로 물어보시면 제가 한국말로 대답할게요.
제가 나가서 별도 하실 거예요? 여기서 직접 하실 거예요?
그냥 여기서 할게요. 한국말로 물어보시면.
오늘 안보리 공식 안건 채택에 대해서
네.
그 우리 정부를 대표해서 어떻게 평가하시는지 좀 설명을 좀 네. 부탁드리겠습니다.
The question was in Korean. I will answer in Korean if you bear with me.
Ambassador to the United Nations, what was your opinion about the this adoption of North Korean issues in the Security Council? What's your plan?
Yeah. 오늘 안보리에서 처음으로 그 북한 인권 문제가 논의됐습니다. 이 이러한 논의는 그 논의 자체로서 중요한 의미를 갖고 안보리 내에서 의제로 채택되어서 앞으로 북한 인권 문제가 악화되거나 하면은 안보리가 언제든지 이 문제를 다시 논의할 수 있게 되었다는 점 그리고 국제사회의 관심이 유엔에서 가장 중요한 기관이라고 할 수 있는 안보리에까지 미치게 됐다는 점 이런 등등이 앞으로 북한 인권 상황 개선에 도움이 될 수 있을 거라고 봅니다.
I'm wondering, do you think that the change in the national security law, and so to deal with the human rights within South Korea, would be helpful towards giving an example to North Korea that South Korea is making efforts to have better human rights activity within its country, and that might encourage them to see that there's a way to negotiate together.
I don't think our domestic legislation has to do with the North Korean human rights situation. But in general, we are trying to assist North Korea in their efforts to improve their situation, either in the human rights context or in humanitarian situation.
Yeah, we saw some today some country that they didn't agree on the fact that this discussion should be done on Security Council, but it was done. Of course, you must be satisfied. But can as the public out there? Watching the Security Council be confronted with the human rights issue. Can we expect issues, other countries? Because, of course, this was right to talk about it, but it's not only North Korea out there. So do you expect this, or are you just satisfied with the North Korea discussion?
I think the president of the Security Council should have a better answer to that. But I think this is not the first time where the Security Council discussed human rights situations of member states. We have had such cases in the past, and only when we had a large-scale human rights violation that constitute a threat to international peace and security. And I think the understanding that once human rights situation worsens to a point which warrants the Security Council's attention. I think that can give a message to many countries that they should make efforts to improve their human rights situation in their own country. No country is perfect. We all have to make our efforts to better our human rights situation. So this is sending out a good message, I think. I think that's...